This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid idiot. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. The announcement has been made, right? Your mic on?
No.
Did he say who it was?
Yeah.
He did? Well, you should say something.
It was Justice Kavanaugh, he announced.
I know. Kind of everybody knew that was coming down. And watch, the Democrat, is he going to allow him to speak at least? I hope so. Anyway, the Democrats have already released their hit ads, if you would. They've been ready to go. They've had these files in front of them, depending on who. By the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Let's take a few minutes to listen to the president and hear what he has to say.
People in this room very well. They do not stand and give applause like that very often, so they have some respect. And Brett's wife Ashley and their two daughters Margaret and Liza have joined us on the podium, and thank you and congratulations to you as a family. Thank you. Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. A graduate of Yale College and Yale Law School, Judge Kavanaugh currently teaches at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. Throughout legal circles, he is considered a judge's judge, a true thought leader among his peers. He is a brilliant jurist with a clear and effective writing style, universally regarded as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of our time. And just like Justice Gorsuch, he excelled as a clerk for Justice Kennedy. That's great. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you hearing those Dem eyeballs popping all over the place? Seriously, people are exploding. They've got to be going over their minds.
As a judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals with great distinction, authoring over 300 opinions which have been widely admired for their skill, insight, and rigorous adherence to the law. Among those opinions are more than a dozen that the Supreme Court has adopted as the law of the land. Beyond his great renown as a judge, he is active in his community. He coaches CYO basketball, serves meals to needy families, and, having learned from his mom, who was a school teacher in D.C., tutors children at local elementary schools. There is no one in America more qualified for this position and no one more deserving. I want to thank the senators on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, for their consultation and advice during the selection process. This incredibly qualified nominee deserves a swift confirmation and robust bipartisan support. The rule of law is our nation's proud heritage. It is the cornerstone of our freedom. It is what guarantees equal justice. And the Senate now has the chance to protect this glorious heritage by sending Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. And now, Judge, the podium is yours.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We're taking a few minutes to listen to President Trump's nomination and listen to what he has to say.
Mr. President, thank you. Throughout this process, I've witnessed firsthand your appreciation for the vital role of the American judiciary. No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination. Mr. President, I am grateful to you, and I'm humbled by your confidence in me.
Thank you.
30 years ago, President Reagan nominated Anthony Kennedy to the Supreme Court. The framers established that the Constitution is designed to secure the blessings of liberty. Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court. My mom and dad are here. I am their only child. When people ask what it's like to be an only child, I say, it depends on who your parents are. I was lucky. My mom was a teacher. In the 1960s and 70s, she taught history at two largely African-American public high schools in Washington, D.C., McKinley Tech and H.D. Woodson. Her example taught me the importance of equality for all Americans. My mom was a trailblazer. When I was 10, she went to law school and became a prosecutor. My introduction to law came at our dinner table when she practiced her closing argument.
Kimberly Moran joins me on the other side of the break. We'll discuss this more. Obviously, big news for tonight. The president picks his nominee for the Supreme Court. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. We get to the Real Pat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but I hope you're as excited as I am. Now, listen, I know the Dems are excited. You can tell because they've already started the garbage. Okay? I mean, they have already come out and said, whatever it is, it's going to be a no vote for them. Which I find really interesting because they don't even know. They had no idea he was going to choose, right? But they're not going to give him anything. They're not going to give him an ounce of anything. So Trump has announced his nominee to be Judge Kavanaugh. Now, again, I am not the smartest man in the room usually. I try my hardest, but I'm not the smartest guy. That's why I bring on people like Kimberly Marin to talk about these kind of things, because she's got a clue, more of a clue than I do. Kimberly, are you with me?
I am.
You are? Good. So you heard the announcement of, Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And did you hear a bunch of Dems, like, hit the ground, pass out, hit the ground, eyeballs pop in the whole nine yards?
I'm drowning in liberal tears.
Well, listen, they've been saying for days. Now, you know, they're the ones that are about righteousness. They're the ones that are about equality. And they've been saying for days that no matter who he chooses, it's a no. Because apparently the only item, the only issue that the Supreme Court ever rules on is what? Roe versus
abortion.
Right? That's the only thing they ever do. Is this just amazing?
I still don't quite understand how that's the most important thing to the left when there hasn't been, I don't know, any rulings really on it since it was first originally passed. There's been minimal of anything. Basically, when it was passed, it was left up to the states.
Right, but what are they afraid of? Are they thinking that what's going to happen is that the new Supreme Court's just totally going to overturn it? Because that wouldn't be the way to do it.
Well, and that's not the way the Supreme Court normally rules anyway. But of course, the left doesn't pay attention to that kind of thing. They are just using it to hype up their base, gin up support. And make up stuff, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. It doesn't matter who Trump nominated. They would make the same claim no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Because deep in their little teeny tiny pea brains, they know that there is a case to be made for the life of an unborn baby. And that, having that liberty and that right.
Yeah, they don't. It's all about women's rights. See, here's what they do to a guy like me is they'll tell me that what I'm doing is saying that a woman doesn't have a right to choose what she's going to do with her own body. They've been playing that game for years, and it's not carrying through as much, and it's really irritating the crud out of them. I always get a kick out of the fact, though, Kimberly, which is why I love having you on too, is I'm a white guy that has no right to talk about abortion or women's rights. Well, you're a woman. Right? You have no problem talking about this.
No. Well, you have no right to talk about it, but they want you to pay for it. Yeah, you gotta love that. You can't talk about it, but you have to, unless you agree, of course, then you can talk all you want. But you can't talk about it, but they'll demand that you pay for it every single time.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sickening, and it's sad because I get so irritated with these people when you run down the list of things that the Supreme Court does deal with, does have to take on and what have you. It's amazing that the only thing they do is they rail on this and they're railing on immigration. Like, that's it that this court does. You know, it's beginning. I'm watching it while I was gone for the weekend. I'm picking up bits and pieces of information. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, it is truly, they're making fun of Trump, but it is truly like the Dems want lawlessness. They want President Trump to follow the law when it comes to things that they don't like. But when it comes to this immigration plan, they just want him to start to put out executive orders and move around the law. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah, they like executive orders when it fits their agenda, but they don't like executive orders when it doesn't. So yeah, they're complete hypocrites. It's complete hypocrisy. It's okay if Obama did it; they didn't, you know, cry boo. But when Trump does the same exact thing, they flip out. Obama signed executive orders; they didn't mutter a word. Oh, Trump signs them; oh, they flip out. It's just the typical par for the course hypocrisy. It doesn't matter who Trump picked for the SCOTUS nomination. They would have found something wrong with it because it doesn't matter what Trump does. They will be screaming that the sky is falling. Seriously, that's all they do. They're so ridiculously predictable beyond what they even were before that all you do is look at them and yawn. It's like, yeah, okay, have your little temper tantrum, Baruch Assault. Get over it. You'll be on to the next temper tantrum, different topic tomorrow. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's why so many people are walking away. They've had it. Either stand for something or fight for something, but don't basically stand for nothing, or especially not standing for actual Americans, because that's not what they seem to actually care about anymore.
Now, you know? Kavanaugh's, the beauty is that he's young. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm so impressed with him, though. I would have preferred someone far more of a constitutionalist.
Right. Well, listen, here's the play. And I'm not sticking up for him. I would have rather had...
I don't want him to be another Kennedy.
No. I'm not sticking up for this guy. Listen, what I'm thinking is that he's got to get a nominee in there before the midterms, right? So
yeah.
Get this one in there. Do you really think Ginsburg is going to last another 4 years? Come on. Say it.
I'm not going there. Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, she's not going to last another 4 years. We already know this, okay? I mean, I'd be surprised if she makes it through 2 years. And I'm not wishing ill on a woman. Let's get that squared away here. But, I mean, she just doesn't have it left in her. She needs to go enjoy herself for a while, enjoy her family and that kind of thing. And I think that's when he's got more people in the Senate, he's got more people in the Congress, I think that's when he can nail a tougher, a more of a constitutionalist. And we'll hit that on the other side of the break, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she always does. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The president in prime time. Right now, President Trump announcing his pick to fill the slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Kennedy is retiring. It's a long shot, but for Democrats to take back the House and Senate in 2018, they're going to need to be supported by a key group of voters. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with details.
For Democrats to take back the House and Senate in the 2018 midterm election, they're going to need that key vote from millennials. But are millennials in favor of a lot of the policies and ideas we're seeing from Democrats these days? Candace Owens Owens is a spokesman for Turning Point USA. She says a lot of millennials don't recognize these Democrats.
The party is unrecognizable to many people, especially millennials. They've become violent. They've become extreme. And I think beyond that, they have really radical ideas. Altogether, we're talking about socialism as a platform, which has killed over 100 million people in the last 100 years. How can people say I'm a left anymore?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of it as a whole. Anyway, always appreciate the time. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot that you can get involved with. But let's bring her back on because I know she has a lot to say. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to discuss the issues of the day. Kimberly, you there?
I'm here.
All right. I ask because I have these sausage fingers, and every time I hit a button, it always moves two or three of them instead of just one. It's disgusting.
You know, I think you say that just because you don't want to admit to muting me on purpose.
All right. Let's move on. All right. So we were talking about the choices he could have had, and I really believe that one of the reasons he's chosen Kavanaugh, he has a pretty good conservative record, though. But, I mean, I think one of the reasons chose him is he thinks it'd be really hard for them to turn him down. Don't you?
Yeah, he was nominated. I mean, he was put into the D.C. court bipartisan. It was bipartisan, so, you know, there's only so many times you can put someone, a judge or whatever, into place in a bipartisan effort, and then suddenly say, "Oh no, we can't vote for him," without looking like complete and utter hypocrites, right?
Well, when has that stopped them before?
Right.
I mean, seriously, think about all the things that they're fighting us on. Right? They've got no problem with what they're doing at the border with all these kids. We've got kids starving all across this country. You want to see what's going on in the Appalachian Mountains with kids and what have you? No problem at all. Let them starve. But let's make sure we take care of the kids coming over the border illegally. We have the highest rate of children living in poverty than pretty much among any other developed nation, but the Democrats are only concerned about the refugees. Go ahead.
This is a huge thing, and I don't get why they don't see the optics of what they're doing. I don't understand that. There are people, Americans and legal immigrants, who are struggling and have been for a while, especially thanks to Obama's failed policies. yet they're still being ignored. They were ignored, which is one of the reasons they voted for Trump. And here the Democrats are still only concerned about people who aren't even legally here. Totally ignoring, as usual, the, regular Americans. And, you got the Nancy Pelosi Nimrod saying, oh, those tax cuts, those are just crumbs. You know?
Again, you've got to go down the list of what they're going to run on. What are they telling people they're going to give them? What are they going to do for them? Nothing. They've given them nothing up to this point. All they have done is railed on what Trump hasn't done and how nasty he is and how the Republicans don't care. I mean, look at Kimberly, how are they going to push back on the lowest unemployment rates for Hispanics since they've been counting the numbers, the lowest unemployment rates for blacks, and I'm talking about teen blacks as well? We have virtually a zero unemployment rate. I heard some moron today, Democratic strategist moron today say, we should be thanking Obama for this. So it shows you where brain cells aren't working properly. So Obama's in office for 8 years, you can't get above a 3% GDP, and he's out for 18 months, and we're cranking the economy, and it's, my God, we should have threw him out after the first year, right?
And Obama had, poverty hit a 50-year high under Obama. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing, though, that everything is off. It's like opposite day for them all the time, right? I mean, if you're from New England, you know what I mean. It's Sadie Hawkins Day every day.
No, it's the Twilight Zone. It really is the Twilight Zone. Okay, we get it. You hate the guy. You don't want him to be president. Work on actually coming up with something to offer voters so they'll actually want to go to the polls and vote for your sorry behinds. Or shut up. I mean, or come up with a valid argument as to why something Trump is doing isn't working. I mean, you can only go so far in arguing that you don't like what he said sometimes, or you don't like some of the stuff he says on Twitter, or maybe he lied about something, or misspoke, quote-unquote, about something. But when it comes to policy, come up with some valid arguments as to why you don't believe his policies are working, and why your ideas and your policies would be better. Note, you can't, because your policies suck.
They've never worked. They have never worked. Look at, again, I do not want to dissuade the Dems from doing what they're doing. I want them out there talking about how the tax cuts aren't working, so it'll be the first thing they're going to do is going to repeal them because they're only helping the rich. So let them go for it. Don't slow them down. Don't stop them. Let them keep pounding pavement. And that line that, what was it they said? You know, there's millions and millions and millions of Americans now that don't have health care because of what President Trump and the Republicans have done to repeal portions of. They haven't repealed anything. All they did was repeal the mandate. So they repealed forcing someone to buy substandard. Think about this. Substandard policies. Remember, President Oblamo said the reason that they were forcing this these policies on them was because businesses didn't meet the high standard of the government's policies. And then he's people got them, and all of a sudden they couldn't get the care they had before. They couldn't get the drugs they had before. I'm telling you, it's backwards.
Democrats destroyed our health care. It was intentional, and now it was destroyed under them over 8 years and or whatever, 6 years, and now they're going to try to blame it on Trump and Republicans. They destroyed it. There was no place for Obamacare to go but over the cliff because it's that bad. They destroyed health care in the United States for every person, every single one of us. They destroyed it. Even the people who are getting the free stuff, thanks to taxpayers, they destroyed it. They did that. They built it. They own it. And Obama's legacy of Obamacare will go down as the disaster that it always was and always was meant to be.
I agree with you from many different standpoints, but mostly it was rushed in. It was too big to manage. You know, I mean, look at how it failed in the rollout, the millions and millions and millions of dollars just to roll it out, just to advertise it, if you would. And many people have dropped off, even in the last go-around. A lot of people didn't drop off. They dropped off because they couldn't afford to have it or didn't want it because they could do better on their own. It's just, we are approaching health care. It's a story for another day, but we are approaching health care the wrong way. The way we do it is just flat out wrong. So, what?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Okay. We do it completely wrong. Government's intrusion into healthcare is what screwed it up in the first place. Government's intrusion in everything is what screws up everything in the first place. We see this in higher education. We see it in public education. We see it in healthcare. We see it in all kinds of different areas, private sector businesses, all over the place. When the government gets their filthy little hands onto something, they destroy it. They make it unattainable for everyone. They ruin what good benefits it had before. They just destroy it. And that's why they need to keep their grubby little hands off it. Sorry.
No, no.
Ooh, you got me going on a rant.
Did you see the Philly, the video from the Philly police moving the protesters that were blocking the ice road? I mean, the road where the ice building was, right? These people had set up camps. I mean, Timmy and I were watching it. They had full tables of all kinds of stuff. I mean, like, they're setting up general stores there, right? So they were blocking the streets, the sidewalks, and the whole things. The cops finally went in there after telling them, you got to go, you can't do this, you can't block the street, you can't. Now, when they go in there, these guys are yelling at them, they're swearing at them, they're calling them fascist pigs, we're not doing anything wrong. Right there, there's the mindset. They were told to leave, they have no permit to be there, they're sleeping in the streets. I'm sorry, what do you mean you're not doing anything wrong?
They should have just got, like, a tractor and just, you know, scooped him up in it and dumped him.
You got to watch this. You really have to watch this. They got some pretty large men on bikes to show up, you know, the police bike kind of thing. And they swing those bikes around and they use them as barricades. And they start, you know, just pushing them back 2, 3, 4, 5 feet at a time, ripping down their tents, you know. You tell them to go, Then when they see you in action, all of a sudden they're willing to go. Too late.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Yep.
Quick break. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Kimberly Moran's not going anywhere. She'll be with us on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, we're going back in.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring it right back in again. Kimberly Marin joins me, and I always appreciate the time she spends with us, with her insight from New England. You know, I got to tell you, them New England people, there's no foo-foo there, is there?
Let me tell you something. So I'm looking. No, there isn't. I'm watching Twitter because SCOTUS pick is trending on Twitter, because of course I have to watch and get my jollies because of all the liberal peers. And Chris Murphy in Connecticut says Brett Kavanaugh is a true Second Amendment radical. He believes assault weapon bans are unconstitutional, a position way out of judicial mainstream. Okay, buddy, you just made it, so I really like the guy. You moron.
Well, listen, that's the other side of this thing. So there are so many people in this country, even non-hardcore right-wing conservatives, that do feel the Second Amendment is under attack to a degree, that it's being chipped away at, right? So
yes.
By coming out and calling him, calling Kavanaugh out this way, he's actually going to pull some of those people in the middle, pull some of those people that might be leaning a tad left, right into his in camp, into his corner. I'm loving it. That's why I said, don't dissuade these people. Don't stop them from saying the stuff that they say.
Even that nitwit Sandra Fluke is posting about it. Oh, my goodness! Kavanaugh!
They don't even know who this person is. You know, you said you watched a portion of it. I'm going to play it the second hour. The students that hate Trump's SCOTUS pick over the weekend.
Oh, I saw that. I did
right?
see that.
Oh.
I saw that, yeah.
It's
I'm like, are you kidding
really?
Me? You can ask them anything, and you could give them, and I think I've seen this before, statements that Obama said, but attributed them to Trump, and they'd be horrified.
No, they do.
That's
they
how
do.
Dumb they are.
Well, I like the one where the guy was actually, before the State of the Union address, I think it was two or three days before that, they asked the kids, because they're acting like kids, they deserve to be called kids, what do you think of President Trump's speech the other night on the State of the Union? They hated it. But what part in particular? They were making stuff up as they were going. I'm thinking to myself, really, they have been so indoctrinated by their professors, by the school, by the education system, that they're afraid to tell the truth. They're afraid of what their friends are going to say to them. That's really bad. Don't you think?
It's
go ahead. Breathe.
This is why the country is so screwed up, because we have indoctrinated nitwits and that come out of public education that way, not knowing the truth about history, and then they're indoctrinated into the extreme far left by professors who get paid to sit on their asses and not live in the real world in 4 years of college, especially public universities.
I was amazed at how many professors haven't really worked in the area they're teaching. I was floored by it. I always amazed. By the way, I don't know if you caught this. Did you know ICE was a terrorist organization? Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Is there anything that isn't a terrorist organization to the left that isn't a terrorist organization?
It's almost like any group that enforces the law, right? The cops are... Look, there are bad cops. We've talked about this, right? I have failed to be the police officers. But you know, the majority of them are good, solid people, just trying to do a job, really want to protect the community. But there are bad cops, like there are bad people in every group. But the left sees them all as bad. You don't ever notice that? So they attribute, you have a little group of cops that are bad, so they're all bad, right? You got a little group of right-wingers that are bad, so they're all bad. The left is never bad. Never bad. Right? When we had the issues going on with the Muslim community, they were never attributed the acts of a few to all of them like they do to us. They are really a screwed up bunch of people. I'm just always amazed. Anyway.
Exactly. And you know, and I always try to preface when I make a broad statement, right? I recently said something about New Hampshire Democrats hating the Second Amendment and wanting to make it so a mother who shot someone trying to take her car with her children in it, she wouldn't be able to do that. But I edited it to say I was referring to New Hampshire Democrat politicians because that's how they vote. That's based on facts, based on their voting record. I know all Democrats aren't the same. There are lots of actually decent Democrats who have just been dumped to the side of the curb by their party. They've literally been kicked out of the car, moving car, mind you, by their party for the extreme left commies that they picked up as hitchhikers down the street. So, you know, you should never paint at all with a broad brush.
No, I hear you.
But they do it all the time.
But they need to speak up. Here's the other thing I think is really funny. You know, remember, they were screaming how the Republican Party was going to be, like, non-existent, done, dead back in 14, I think it was, or just before 14. And they were talking about how bad the party is and what have you. You look at their party right now, they are in such disarray. They don't know who the leaders are. The leaders they want to be aren't the leaders. They're picking on the other, and I don't have a problem with this, you know. They're pounding on Pelosi and Schumer, and then you got the far-left progressives, like that woman that won there in New York. I mean, you look at it all and say, well, they'll tell you it's because they're a big tent organization. That's why it is the way it is. They can't get anybody to come together, very few, I should say, to come together and agree on what the party platform is.
Right. Well, the party platform is, I don't know if that's what you want to call a platform.
Is that what it is?
I don't know if you wanted to call it a platform, honestly. They've been hijacked by the left. They let it happen. They figured they would just, the left, you know, the leftist activists would just be little minions, you know, helping them out. And they got hijacked by them.
They screwed the Bernieites. You're never going to get those millennials to trust you again. Once you screw them like that, you're pretty much done. I don't know what they're going to sell them to stay on. Right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't see that.
They lost a lot of them in the 2016 election who wouldn't vote for Hillary. So they already lost a bunch of those. We have some lunatic running in New Hampshire who is coming out and claiming how he wants to make New Hampshire a sanctuary state if he gets elected governor. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
He doesn't read the news. Did he see what happened in California? Did he see what the federal judge did to California? I mean, these guys, because they don't understand the Constitution, they don't understand the law anymore, they think that their own little countries, like California believes, it's going over. Jerry Brown went over to make deals with the Chinese government. You can't do that. It's illegal. It's non-binding. It won't hold up at all. The World Trade Organization can't even get behind. They're going, what's California doing? We can't get behind this. But they believe that one of the legislators here in California even said that. He said, we're California. We're not bound by anybody else's laws. We make our own laws. Going, wow.
That's good. Exactly. did you see something about Boston? They're talking about letting non-legal, non-residents vote, non-legal
people good. Vote. No, I didn't see it, but I'm not surprised by it. Is it just local elections or all of them?
I gave a speech at an event the other day, and I slammed the half-wit governor of Massachusetts for his red flag laws. But, our governor isn't much better, but whatever.
It's the East Coast. Look, the liberalism on the East Coast is just amazing. And you would think, here was...
It's a disease!
I hear you, but you would think the place or places where it all started, think about what they were fighting for. Think what they were fighting, and what are they doing now? They're embracing it. They're calling it into being. They're calling it back to the way that it used to be. Our founding fathers, like, are you guys serious?
Oh, they rolled over there in their graves long ago. Can you imagine that Calvin Coolidge was actually governor of Massachusetts before?
No.
I mean, that's my favorite president of all time, and he was actually governor of Massachusetts, and look at what a hellhole it's turned into.
A liberal bastion.
Extreme.
To your point, extreme. Yeah, no kidding. But to your point earlier, my dad, a lot of my family members are Democrats, but they're Democrats because they live in Massachusetts. They vote Republican when I talk to them, unless they're lying to me. You guys better not be lying to me either. right? They vote Republican most of the time. Seriously.
Yeah,
the party has gone away.
That's the reason so many people are joining this walk-away movement, or at least admitting
it
finally.
I love that. Hey, tell people where they can find you.
I'm at New Hampshire Political Buzzed, good
lord. You can find her at the New Hampshire Political Pub. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, don't go far. We're going to talk about a little more about the SCOTUS pick and people who have absolutely no idea what's going on with it already hate it. Isn't that amazing? I'm Joe Messina, your host.